Today's daf in the Masechet Nidah Barat Yevedet Chomot Yerushalayim is daf Lamed Gimel. We're holding on Lamed Beit on Beit at the Tudats Hakutim Mitamim Mishkaf Tachton Jerunyon. Now that's a little bit ambiguous, that statement. So it says that they're considered to be Baalei Nidot, and therefore they are Mitamim Mishkaf Tachton Jerunyon, which sounds like, as the Gemara suggests, if you've got 10 mattresses, one beneath the other, the bottom one will be just as tummy as the top one. So, my mishkaf tachton kelyon. I mean, is what you're trying to say is that the bottom mattress in the princess and the pea scenario is the ika eser matzaot. But the chiddush is that if he sits on the top one, that they all become tummy. I mean, obviously, that's the meaning of tumat mishkaf. There's never a difference of how many layers there are, because it has nothing to do with marga. Whatever you sat on, that's what you sat on. So what? It couldn't mean that. It means this. It means that she'e tachtono shaboel nida. What it is that he lies on, which normally would have a din of metame adam, to be metame begadim, and it becomes an avatona. In the case of the kutim, it becomes, and the truth is in the case of boel nidot, it becomes tame, but only the level of tuma that el yono shel zav is mitame. When a zav is mesit something, so it becomes tame. But what is it mitame? Only ochlim mamashkin. Ma el yono doesn't mean ke el yon tachton ke el yon, the bottom mattress like the top mattress. It means anything below him is as tame as something that would be above a zav. So just like El Yonosha Zav, Eina Matame, Ela Ochlino Mashkin, if we're going to see it, we learn out from a pasuk that even though it's Matame, it's specifically not Matame Adam Vekelim, it's certainly not Matame Adam to be Matame Begadim Sha'alav, Av Tachkonosha Boel Nida, Eina Matame, Ela Ochlino Mashkin. The same thing is true about a Boel Nida. Now let's try to establish how we know that those two facts are true. First of all, how do we know that Elyon Shel Zav is not Metame Adam? Minola, Dichtiv. Since the Torah says, V'chol hanogea, v'chol asher yiye taktav yitma ad ha'arev, v'hanoseotam yechabes begadav, v'rachatz v'mayim v'tamei ad ha'arev. So, let us come to understand what is the meaning with the word taktav. On the surface, it sounds like whatever the Zav was lying on. So it's under him. But it can't mean that. Because, Ilema, Taktav the Zav, does it mean what is beneath the Zav? That is impossible. Because just 5 seconds before, what the Torah said was, V'ish asher yigab mishkavo, yechabes begadav, v'rachatz b'mayim, Vitame ad ha'arev. So how in the world could a pasuk just after that say, b'kol anogea b'kol asher yatachtav yitma ad ha'arev? It's the same thing. One tachtav, if you're claiming that tachtav means mishkavo, then it's repeating itself. So it can't mean that. Because that I know from v'isha sheyiga b'mishkavo nafka. Therefore it must mean Hanogea b'chol asher yetachtav, that which the Zav is underneath. That's the point. The Zav is holding something up. He is underneath. Tachtav. That the Zav will be tachtav. And there it says yitma. So that's elyonor shel Zav. Since the Torah specifically excludes this from the story of Mishkan, so natko akatuv mituma chamura was minatek this din of Elyonor Shel Zav from the din of Tuma Chamura of Mishkavot, ve'hevio lidei tum'a kala, to say that this is not one and the same, because otherwise you just put it together. It would have said, kol anogea b'kol asher yetachtav, or b'mishkavot. Since now it has a different din in between, it must become getami that it's only metame tum'a kala. Lomar lacha she'enu metame, ela ochlinu mashkin. Wait a minute, says the Gemara. You've dropped many levels. You only had a right to drop one level. We know that Mishkavo is Metame Adam to be Metame Begadim. If you want to be Menatik El Yodosh El Zav from Mishkavo, then be Menatik at one level. So instead of saying, Ema Nitkoa Katuvi Tumah Hamura, say it's not the maximal Tumah. Meaning, it's not Matame Adam to be Matame Begadim, but it would still be Matame Adam or Begadim, directly. How do you know to drop it all the way to Makala to say that it's only going to be Matame Ochlun or Mashkin? Where do you see that? So, answers the Gemara, the word Yitma, Amakwa Yitma, that word Yitma is Mashma Tum'ah Kala. It's not the same lashon that we've been using all along to talk about Ada Orev, that he is Tameh, but rather Yitma, there are things that can be Tameh, and that is a completely different sense of a lesser Tuma. So the Kol Sheh Tachtav is only Yitma. Okay, now we know that that's true about Elyono Shel Zav. You are asserting that Tachtono Shel Bo'el Nida, the Mishkav of Bo'el Nida, is surprisingly, because I mean, when I read the Pasuk, I read that it says that Tehi Tumata Alav, the Tuma of the Nida, should be on the person who sleeps with the Nida. Well, the Nida is certainly Metame, or her Mishkavot, to be Metame Adam, Metame Begadim. So why in the world would a Mishkav Nida not cause the same Tuma for the person who takes over her Tuma? So we're going to need very strong proof of this one. Es the Gemara, v'taktana shabo el nida minolan. How do we know that that has the same din? Titana. Because the Braita is Doresh the Pasuk. Pasuk says, v'im shachov ishkav ish ota, utehi nidata alav. Now listen carefully to the Pasuk, because we're going to be medayik this Pasuk. Utehi nidata alav, v'tamei shivat yamim, v'chol ha-mishkav asher ishkav alav, itma. Now, there's some funny things going on, as you can see. I mean, if it says Tihitumata Alav, why does it have to say V'tameh Shivat Yamim? Obviously, Anita is V'tameh Shivat Yamim. If it says Tihitumata Alav, why does it say the Mishkav Asher Yishkav Yitma? That's included in Tumata Alav. So obviously, we're going to have to figure out that the Torah is adding more than simply what it sounds like it's saying. Therefore, let's analyze the pasuk. So it says the Braita, when it says Tihini Data Alav, so I might think Tihini Data Alav means that whatever she is, that's what he is. So let's say she is a Nida on the fifth day of her Nidites. She's got two more days to be Tame. So now he will also be Tar when she'll be Tar. He becomes her, so to speak. He's an extension of her. So Yocho Ya'aleh L'Ragla, he shall become Tar when she becomes Tar. Therefore, that's say Meshivat Yamim. No matter when he starts in her Nidot, he becomes the equivalent of a Nidot, 7 days. Okay. Continues the Pasuk. Then, when it says, the Tehini Data Alav, which we now understand does not mean that it starts when she starts, okay? So then, that should mean what? That he has the full chumrah of tumat nidot. Because Shiyoko, you might think he won't be metame adam, he won't be metame klicheres, Talmud Lomar, utehi nidata alav. He will be. And just like she is metame adam and klicheres, he too is metame adam klicheres. But wait, you know where we're going. So then, if that's the case, imahi osam mishkavu moshav letamei adam letamei begadim. Since it says utini data alav, he too should be osam mishkavu moshav letamei adam letamei begadim. Therefore, at last, we understand what is the meaning of the repetitious. V'chol ha-mishkav asher yishkav alav yitma. What is that for? There's no purpose in that. She'in Talmud Lomar. V'chol ha-mishkav asher yishkav alav yitma. For God's sake, you just said utini nata alav. Uma Talmud Lomar v'chol ha-mishkav asher yishkav alav yitma. So what then is the point? Must be to tell me, do not treat his mishkav exactly as hers, because then it would have been included in utini nata alav, but rather nitkor katuv, we actually cut it out from the din of tumah chamura. Therefore, it's not metame adam, not metame begadim, and we bring it to tumah kala to teach me that it's no different than elyono shel zav. And here we have the same question we had about Elyon Noshazav. Porek Rav Akoi, why did you drop two full levels? If you want to say the Torah excludes this from the maximal Tumah Chamura, which is a Tamei Adam, Latamei Begadim Sha'alav, drop one level and say Nitko Akatuv, Milatamei Tumah Chamura, but it'll still be Matamei Adam or Begadim that it touches directly, this Mishkav. So why not say, Ema nitkoa katuvi tumah chamura ve'viyola tumah kala means deloli tameh adam letumeh begadim. But directly to a metameh adam or begadim, it would be metameh. Amar Abasi, the same answer. The word yitma has the implications of tumah kala alone mashma. But wait, we have another problem here, because we run into the issue of klal uprat, because utihini data alav is a klal, and then it says after that kol hamishkav is a prat. So maybe that means klal uprat ein beklal alamashav uprat, and indeed the only tuma is mishkav u'moshav fully, and not any of the other tumot. So mishkav u'moshav in midiachri ne'lo. Then obviously you don't say it's extra. It's not extra. It's defining what the dini data alav is. So Adam klicheres directly, as opposed to Mishkav, won't be metame. Omar Abaye, no, it's not a klal uprat, because in between this, what you're claiming is a prat, it says v'tameh shivat yamim. So how can you learn that this prat of the Mishkav is the definition of a titu nidata alav if it says b'feirush v'tameh shivat shivat yamim mafsika inyan? That brings us to the rule that applies to klal uprat amuruchakim zemizeh. V'chol klal uprat amuruchakim zemizeh ein darim otam v'chol uprat. So we're left with our initial drosha, indeed, full tumah, other than mishkav u'moshav, which will only be metame, ke elyonot shel zav, namely tumakala, ochlin v'mashkin. Rava Amar, Rava says, I don't accept the fact that klal uprat amuruchakim zemizeh ein darim. I say you would be done, but the problem over here is that the lashon of the pasuk is v'chol hamishkav, which is a ribui, and therefore it cannot be there in order to limit the klal. You don't limit the klal by being marba the tumat. So therefore, kol ribuyayu matkif lo Rabbi Yaakov. Okay, but why not say that utiini data alav means he is like she? Ema kehi, okay? Ma yilo chalaktaba ben maga'ala mishkava letame adam letame begadim lechumra. Is there any difference between the maga of a nida or the maga of the mishkav of the nida? No. It's letame adam letame begadim, correct? Okay. Let us at least apply that same rule to him. Of course, when we apply it to him, we'll have to apply it in the other direction. Because we already know for a fact that the mishkav of a boel nida is not metame adam, metame begadim. So therefore, if we're going to say who kehi, so then we'll have to say the maga of the boel nida is not metame adam either. So af hu lo tachalok bo bein maga ol mishkavo letame adam letame begadim lekula. Therefore, we should have to say that tells us we have no right to be not metame mishkavo other than arkun mashkin, but yes, to be metame maga'o. Oh, my Rava, that's because, again, it's a language issue. When you say udini data alav, you're throwing it on him. Had it said yitmak nidata, you'd be right. But to eni data alav, you just pour it on him. That's loshom alav. We always dash. Arei alai. Latino akatfo. So therefore, the same thing is true over here. It's latino mashma. It cannot be coming for kula. It's got to be coming to be mashma. Okay. Then we say that kutim are considered to be matame as boale nidot. I mean, why should we assume that they're having sex at all? But what if they're not married? Oh, to kulu boale nidot, you know. Om Rav Yitzchak Magdila. Magdila, of course, is in his neighborhood. Binisuot shana, which should be binisuim shana. So we're talking about married males where they're wives would have a din of a nidot. Why is that? Explains the Mishnah. These people are very makbid on the din of the Torah. Because, says the Mishnah, hen yoshvot al kol dam v'dam. Now, the simple meaning in yoshvot al kol dam v'dam is that every different type of dam starts for them a brand new count. So then you can't go wrong. If you're going to keep 7 days of Tumah for every different type of dam, so then that's great. Tanya Amar Rabbi Meir, come on, man. Imen yoshvot akol dam v'dam takana gadol ha'ilayim. Why, that's wonderful. Then there'll never be nikshal in nidot. So it doesn't mean they're yoshvot separately for kol dam v'dam. What it means is, ro'ot dam adom, umashlimot oto l'dam yarok. The problem is that they will consider the earlier re'iyah of the dam yarok have been the start of the nidais, and therefore they will be off. So now she's in the middle of her 7 days of nidais. The dam yarok was not matame, and here they're counting it as starting 2 days before, maybe. Now there's also another thing that they do wrong. Yom sheposeket bo sofarto leminyan shiva. If she has to keep shivat nikiyim, so then she needs 7 days without any re'iyah. The first day that she was poseket, she counts as day one. As opposed to doing efsek tira at night and starting the next day of day one. So be'etzem, the seventh day that they're counting is really the sixth day. And therefore, they're also zavot. Mati flora mi barchono. Who the heck cares? V'tisperenu, why not? I mean, don't we say mixes ayom kukulo? As a matter of fact, I don't know where you guys get the idea that we don't count it. Why should we not make efsek tira in the middle of the afternoon, count the rest of the day as the first day of the Shivas Nikiyim, and then have another 6 days? I mean, kaimelon mixat ayom kukulo. Oh, my Rava, well, I'll tell you how we know not to do that. Because the din is on a male who is keeping Shivat Nakiyim. So suppose he is Roe Keri during those 7 days. Right? The din over there is, as we learned earlier, 10 blad ago, it just interrupts for 1 day the count. It's not Sosa Shivat Nakiyim. So if that's the case, how would you ever find a concept of 1 day?
If you're counting for both.
No, in other words, we're assuming right now, we're going to talk about this issue later, but as far as a Zava is concerned, okay, where would we ever have a din? We're going to get to this question of how Shechvazera applies to a Zava. She would be polite at Shechvazera, but we're assuming it's the same din as with a male. So let's start with a Zav. So a Zav is counting 7 days, has a Re'iyah carry in the middle of his 7 days, which the Torah says is metame. Remember, Keri and Zivais are two completely different things. So if he's Roya now Keri, he loses 1 day. But according to you, he doesn't lose anything. Because he simply makes half sick tire, and starts counting the remainder of the day. So what did he lose? So then the Torah is talking nonsense. Bisaisir Yom Echad. Fine, Bisaisir Yom Echad. Okay, now let's count it.
Now let's go back.
Yeah, so there's no such thing. So if that's the case, Hechem Ashkachasla. According to you, Mikzayom Kekula. Says, well, wait a minute. Ida Chazay Papalga Yumalkinami. You're right. If it's still at a time where it's possible to be placing for Tyre and keep the last minute of the day as the first day, or as the sixth day, as the case may be, of the Shiva's Nakim. But it's talking about that he was Re'ah this carry immediately before Shkiat HaChama, didn't have time to be Mopsik for Tyre and to count, boom, there goes his day.
Which day is gone?
Whatever day he saw.
So
he
was supposed to say before Shkiat HaChama. So his day is finished?
Yes. His day is finished, but he couldn't count more. Ah, come on. V'leikam v'leim lei v'krok, k'tiva samach l'shkiat ha'chama. K'tiva, this is a little bit weird. Pasuk talks about being seisu yom erach. He said, well, it means in the rare occasion where he will completely be re'ah, but finishes re'ah now, just doesn't, runs out of time, just at that instant. That's a little bit strange, isn't it? Is that what it's referring to? Yeah, of course. These things happen. Shavke lekra diyudah. Look, I mean, you're going to have to leave off the simple meaning of the pasuk, because it's pushed itself into a position where umuki anafshi, it stands on its own, it's saying what it's saying, if this is what it's saying. And you're asking yourself, but how is that possible? You're meant to intelligently define how it's possible. It's possible if the regio is b'sof hayom. What's the problem? This is very simple.
The person is supposed to evaluate how this should
No, the person is saying, it's telling you itself what it means. Right? Pasuk in the simple sense is dochik. So leave off its general meaning and leave it to explain itself, basically. That's what it's got to be. Boy, Rami Bar Chama, what would be... Now, this is very strange, because the Gemara leaves off by showing that Rava doesn't have an answer. But La Halacha, we don't paskin like this anyway. But we sort of leave hanging why Rami Bar Chama would be wrong. But we certainly do not count the remainder of the day after Re'ia as the first day of Shivat Nekiyim. Okay, so why that's true isn't clear. This, at this point, the Gemara is leaving it hanging. We're going to see later on that it's wrong. Now, the question would be, what about Azava? In other words, we've been assuming that, okay, this is the case of Azava, so then Rava was saying it would undoubtedly be the case of Azava. So now we want to think about, what about Azava? Okay, so let's say now we have a Zava who is leaking semen. Now that's a little bit of a problem. Because how could she be leaking viable semen since sperm only survived 72 hours? And that we learned from our Sinai. And she takes 3 days to become a Zava. At the end of those 3 days, already the sperm is inviable. In which case, if she's leaking semen, it's not going to do anything.
In terms of tumor.
In terms of tumor. Okay, so here there's a number of different approaches. Rashi says, okay, since she was Bishamish Be'isr. But, obviously, this has other applications. Horrific applications that make all of our lives very difficult. The horrific application is that if she's starting a count, such as what we do, so in other words, that she should be Raya Tipas Dam Techarva. So now she's going to keep Shivas Nekiyim. When is she going to start counting her Shivas Nekiyim? Right away? When she's Raya Tipas Dam Kecharda? No. Because how do you know she's not going to be leaking semen? So she can't She can't start counting her Shivas Nekiyim. And since we Baski needs Shesh Onot Shleimot, she'll only be able to start counting on the fifth day. Which causes all of the problems that it actually causes. Halacha l'maisa. This, the Rosh's pirush of this sugya, is basically the problem, it talks about it also, is the problem that turns into the halacha l'maisa issue. If we're ready to accept that a poleta chichwazera is soteret, and we'll see whether from this sugya it appears that we're ready to accept it or not, but if it's going to be soter beziva, so then she can't start counting because she was mekiyim.
Well, doesn't mean that she's dripping, right?
Yeah, she leaks.
Consistently.
No.
It's not that
one drop, whatever. Okay. No, 3 days later, 2.5 days later, less than 6 later.
So she's starting counting?
So there's vaginal fluid with a little bit of semen in it. What's so rare about that?
No, it's not rare. I'm just trying to understand why would it be...
Because now, if by a male it's going to be sacer, so by a female it'll be sacer. We're going to learn out one from the other. Because we did. We learned out a lot of things with it. So therefore, boy Rami Bar Chama, is a poleta chikvat zera soteret her count with zivas? Do we consider leakage to be the equivalent of a re'iya? Say if she's called a ro'ah, so then it's soteret. Or is it just like no god? Now, no god, obviously, is not so. If she touches a sheret, she's not a tame. It's not so, so she was a kiyam. She touches a mate. She's not so, so she was a kiyam. The only thing that says so she was a kiyam is re'iya. The Torah is makadesh, that semen is a mafsik. So then if she's a roya, it's mafsik, but not if she touches.
That's the question.
That's basically what it boils down to.
Or God.
Yeah. Okay. Omar Rava, the bigger they are, the harder they fall. Lafum churpa shabishta, the smarter they are, the dumber their questions get. Because he didn't think this through. By the way, this is an incredible... They just discovered this last month. Literally, just discovered this. This Kahaneman I don't know, you probably saw this book by Kahneman, Fast Thinking, Slow Thinking. It's like a big bestseller now. So he's like one of the top psychologists. He won a Nobel Prize in economics for his psychological analysis of how people make economic decisions. He was here in the University of Hebrew University. He was working with another guy in there, Nebuchadnezzar Snifter, early, but also would have been Zeichet for the Nobel Prize. Weiss, I think his name is. Right? But anyway, so he developed this whole approach of there's two completely different systems that make decisions. And the question is how rational you are to be engaged enough to rethink the obvious answers that are wrong. So they just did an experiment in which they showed that the smarter you are, the less likely you are to have that rationality, because you're much more, so whatever the reason is, you're much more samech on the assumptions of your immediate analysis.
I'm so confident in your initial mistake.
In your initial mistake.
So that you wouldn't.
So you won't go back and rethink. Mm. Right? It's amazing. I mean, the questions that they have, everybody screws up these guys. They're so obviously idiotic when you think about them for just 1 second.
What, but they're just, the ones they used in the test?
The one they use all the time to get this thing. Right? It's like, you know, it's unbelievable. So Rava was tiny. You know, it's a brilliant question. You have it all worked out over here. Is it a din of raya? Is it a din of nogea? And Rami Bar Chama simply didn't think out his initial assumptions, because it's a ridiculous question. Why? Because let me ask you something. Let's say that the din would be that she's a raya. Okay? So it'll be Saiser. Okay. How much will it be Saiser? Okay. Now, 1 second. Is it Tistor Shiva? Can't be Tistor Shiva, because then Daya Kebo'ala. Is it Saiser only Yom Echad? No, because we darshan. V'im Tahara Mizova, V'safra L'Shivat Yamim V'achar Titar. That extra word, V'achar Titar, tells you what? That you must have consecutive days and you cannot lose a day.
Only by a woman, right?
Right. But we're going to ask that in a sec. But in which case, it doesn't make sense. Because even if she's a Raya, there's no way that semen could possibly be an issue. She can't be more chomer than the male that we learned it from. And she can't be just one day. So therefore, it cannot happen.
So the question is not a question, is what he's saying.
The question is obviously, it's impossible. Ask the Gemara, well, if you're right, Rava, but at time if, why can't we say the same thing about a male? Azav gufe echi satar l'taharato. Echi satar, rather. Doesn't the Torah say l'taharato, which means the same thing? Shalot eitum a mafseket b'neihem. Doesn't that shivat yamim l'taharato? Obviously l'taharato. It's got to mean the same thing, right? That it's all taharachat, without a day in between. And therefore, you should say the same thing. Shalot eitum a mafseket b'neihem. Elamait lach l'meimah. What's your answer to that? Obvious, the answer is obvious. That when it says lote tuma mafseket, it means lote tuma ziva mafseket. It's not saying that there can't be something that stops the count and then resume the count. Okay, so then if that's the case, it would be the same thing with the female. So akanami shlote tuma ziva mafseket binayah. Therefore, Rava ends up being the one who is wrong. Rami Bar Chama's question, and here's where we get into our problems, that Paleta Chichvatzera is considered to be a Roa, therefore it would be Soteret, and she cannot really make sure that she's not a Paleta. She's not going to spot it, and therefore she has to wait until after these three days, which actually equals the fifth day, because of the question of how close it was, 600 Shlemus, etc., etc. Big problem. Take a look at the Tosfos HaRosh and you will see why your life is more complicated than it ought to be. Okay. Continues the Gemara. Ein chayavin alayem abiyat mibidash ukidoshav ve'ein sofin alayem atatrumah, said the Mishnah. Why? Bipnei shetumatam safek. I don't really know that he's a boil nidot. Now, Rav Papa came one day to the town of Tuach.
Is that what it is?
It will be.
And he said, you know, maybe there's a Talmud Chacham in town. Ezel Akpala, hey, coming into town, it's only right for me to go and say hello. So he asks around, is there any Talmud Chacham in town? So there was Omer Le'ahi Safta, this is Eliyahu Navi's wife on that one. So the Safta said to him, there's a really special Talmud Chacham. His name is Rav Shmuel. He's Tani Matnit. There's a big baki in Breitot, the Mishnayot. Oh, you should be zeicha to be like him. Oh, my kind, azat hayra Talmud Chacham. Ye Rava, the Tahavi Kavate, you should only be zeicha to be like him. So the Papa says, if I get such a bracha, that I should be like him, he must be a good guy. Mistama is a Yorei Shamayim. If he's a Yorei Shamayim, then I should go to him. So Azal Agabeh. So he walks into Rav Shmuel. Rav Shmuel's head. Oh, Rav Pop is here. Romale Tura Ishechs Ashor, and Romale Matnita Adari. But he also throws at him. Now this is not coincidental. This Romale, as we'll see. So he throws Ashor at him, meaning that Ishechs Ashor for him, and he.
That's good. Not bad.
And he throws a contradiction in the Mishnah at Rav Papa. And he says like this. It says over here in Nida, Ein chayavin aleyam abibag biyat mikdash ve'in sorfir aleyam at ha-truma mipnei shetumat safeik. So what do you see? That we do not do sreifat truma mitzad ha-safeik. So how do you explain the Mishnah in Taharot that says, Al shisha sefekot sorfina tatruma, al safek bigdei am haaretz? Now even though this sounds like the question is that you see from the Mishnah in Taharot that we do burn truma mitzad safek, as Tosis points out, that obviously is not the question. Because there are hundreds of examples where we do not burn truma and a safek, and we've seen them one after another. So that couldn't be what he's asking. What he's asking is exactly the example that he brings. You're talking about the being boil nida. What about the fact that it's actually, we have the problem of bigdei am haaretz? So if that's the case, the kuti is also a am haaretz. So therefore it should be big the Amorites, besides the question of the Mishkav of the Kuti. For heaven's sakes, it's not going to be less than the big the Amorites, right? Mishkav is big the Amorites. And for that suffix, we are surfing Truma. This is Mechalik between the various fakes and so on, we'll see in a moment. But in any event, how do you explain that? Amr of Papa, I see that stake slipping away. And Rav Papa had quite an appetite. Says Rav Papa, Ye Rava Delitachal Haitura Lashonah. I sure hope we're going to get a chance to eat that steak, because I don't think he's going to like my answer. So the oracle in there says, he has an interesting shot. He doesn't make it dependent on the Ramalai, but the truth is, without it, it's a little bit of a silly shot. With it, it's pretty persuasive. There were two ways that Rav Papa could read the way that he shechted the shor. One is, I'm shechting it for you, lechotcha, and I also, now let's start discussing. But the Rama and Rama, and this is what made him suspect the way that it was done. Normally, when you shech someone, the times they are there, that's lechotcha. It always says in the Gemara that you shecht an egel. That's egel at yilta, never says a shor. But what a shor does mean is shor shachar lefanecha, clarity. I want clarity. Surety. Not that. So Rav Papa sensed, if he's demanding clarity, he ain't going to like my answer. And I know he ain't going to like my answer. I sure hope I get to eat the shor, because if it wasn't lechodi, it meant that it was a challenge and I'm going to fail. So anyway, all right, here goes. It's talking about that the kuti is not an amaret. The kuti is a chaver. He was makav on himself. Dine chaverus. So the mele is no big day amaret. What's the problem? Tainas, Reb Shmuel, Kuti Chaver, you turn him into a Bayal Nida. That's crazy. Because that's what you're saying. You're saying, well, he's going to be Matame, but it's going to be Safik because of Bayal Nida. But his Begonim are okay because the guy's a big Talmud Chacham, you know. If he's a big Talmud Chacham, why do you think he's a Bayal Nida? So that was it. Rafapa left town. Shafke. Rafapa left. No stake. And he went to Reb Shimi Bar Ashi and told him over the whole sordid story. So Reb Shimi Bar Ashi said to him, well, you could have given him an answer. My time alone, you could have simply told him that it's talking about a kuti who had just gone to the mikvah, okay, came out of the mikvah, stepped on the big day chaver, okay? Now, the big day chaver, which now have a din of mishkav of the kuti, who is clearly has no problem of big day amaharetz because there aren't any. He now went ahead and he was nogea b'truma. So now the mishkav was nogea b'truma. The inishum tumat amaharetz. Okay, he was tovel from that. We see him come out of the mikvah. If so, what are you left with? Sofik boil nida. Nu. First of all, see, this bothers Tosfos because the only thing we were asking was the fact that it was Bigdei Amaretz. We weren't asking because of the Suffolk. So why does the Gemara have to explain now that the Suffolk Bel Nida is really a Sveik Sveika, and that's why we're not going to be burning Truma? Because there's plenty of Sveikas without Sveik Sveika that we don't burn Truma. So this is a little bit of a challenge for Tosfos. And Lamaise says it doesn't really need to turn it into a Sveik Sveika. That just makes it more persuasive. Okay, so as far as the other problem of his being a Baal Nida, first of all, it's a Suffolk Baal Bikarov, Suffolk Lo Baal Bikarov. It could be that the tefillah that we just saw was 7 days after he slept with his wife last, and therefore, even on the tzad that she is a Nida, he would have been Tor by now. Okay? Furthermore, let's say that he was even Tame, but maybe he wasn't a Baal Nida in the first place. Because the only reason he was a Baal Nida was because maybe she was Mashlim Dam Adam to Dam Yorok. Maybe she didn't. Because it's still only a Safik Ishlimato Yorok, Safik Lo Ishlimato. So it's only a Sveik Sveik. A Sveik Sveik are for sure not going to burn Truma. Yes, the Gemara, but typically Mishum Bigdei Ama Aretz. Well, but what about his Begadim? The Omar Big Dama Arts are still going to be Midras Leprushim. No! He got out of the mikvah and he didn't put on any clothes. So it's talking about a Kuti Aron. There's no clothes. There's no problem with Big Dama Arts. So therefore, all that we have to worry about is the begadim of the Chavar that he stepped on, right? That's the only issue of the year. So therefore, we don't have a problem here at all.
Because he's torn from the mikvah?
He's tar.
So stepping on the clothes of the women?
No, because the only chashash of this Shema Yashva Leimishtonida. There's no clothes here. So he went into the mikveh, and now what is there to be? The only chashash we have is the question of the tumah of the Boyal Nida. But that's a Sveik Sveik, so we don't have a problem. Fine.
Ready?
Yeah.
When
Kusi Chavar Boyal Nida Mashavit
Ale. What's the problem?
It isn't really. We're going to see later on that the Gemara sticks with this. Yeah, exactly. In other words, the norm is that if a person hatkedekach is makbid to be medayik and dinim of tumah v'tahira and chaverus and meiser, so that it doesn't make sense that he's not going to come and to follow the dinim of nidas. Obviously,
the chavar of theirs would have already done it b'chumrah way.
Yeah. Yeah, and that Lomaisa, that's exactly what Rav Papa held, as the Mefarshim explained. And we'll see later on, very soon, that he's not the only one that held that. It's not the end of the world, but that's what the Aruch Lener says. That's part of the Aruch Lener's time. I mean, what do you mean? So you don't like the Sfar, therefore it doesn't get his stay.
Right.
And Rashi says, why did he leave? Because he was insulted. What's insulted? I said, God doesn't have a right to ask you cash, but I'll need him. It's got to be there's something else here. He must have made the stake dependent on how good the answer was. It's a funny story. It really is. Okay. Yes, the people who really like that stake, it's very sad.
And you don't have, if you're roasting a steak, you don't have to wait for salting.
That's right away. That's it, right on the barbecue.
Why did he roast it before
It doesn't say Rosh
Hashanah. I'm going to say it right away.
Okay, Zakeh LeKamishna, Benot Tzedukim. We talked about Benot Kutim in the beginning. The Tzedukim for sure do not keep the Diuk of the Dinim of the Damim and so on. So what is the halacha of the... We didn't make a Gezerah on Tzedukim the way we did on Kutim, that they should have certain Dinim that are different than Yisrael. The only question is, do we make an assumption that the members of the family of a Tzeduki will follow the parents' religious orientation? Or should we assume that since every Jew is a cheskes kashrus, so does a child who grows up in a family where the parents aren't religious, but the child is religious? So what would be the din of benot tzedukim? So benot tzedukim bizman shenagul lelechet b'darkei avotehem arein kikutiyot. If they have gotten into the habit of following their parents' religion, so then they have the same din of benot kutim for the same reasons. Parshu lalechet b'darkei Yisrael, but if they change and they want to join in the rest of Klal Yisrael, harein ki Yisraelit, then they have a din of a normal Jewish girl. Rabbi Yossi says they always have a din of a normal Jewish girl, and that's your assumption. Lo'olamim ki Yisraelit, unless you know for a fact that they were Porish from Yisrael, lalechet b'darkei avotehem. Iboilo, stoma mai. What is the opinion of here of the Tanakhama? Because it's not clear what the Tanakhama is saying. We know that they follow the religion of the parents, or we have to know that they follow the religion of the parents. Well, I mean, doesn't it say benot tzedukim bizman shenoagot, and only bizman shenoagot lo lechet b'darkei avotehem? So then, and only then, they have a din of kutiyot. But if we didn't know that, then just because they grow up in a reformed family doesn't mean that they are not Shemir Mitzvah. So stoma, they would be Israeli. No, that's ridiculous. Keep reading, man. Ema Seifa. Porshu lalechet b'darkei Yisrael. Which doesn't mean after they were Noah. It means up front. If they changed to follow the laws of Klal Yisrael, then Arayim Israeli, which is Mashman, unless that happened, stoma, they would be Kikutiyot. In which case, clearly, the first part of the mission is not coming to address this question at all. You cannot derive the din. But the obvious answer is from Rabbi Yossi. Toshmat, it's not Rabbi Yossi Omer. I disagree with you. And I say they always have a din of regular Jewish women, Kisraelit, unless we know for a fact that they've joined the Reform movement, or they've joined the Tzeduki movement. Michlal the Tanakhama Sover. If he's saying, I disagree with you, so obviously the Tanakhama holds. Not like that. And that the fact that she grew up in such a family is an indication that she follows her parents' religion. So Shmamina, that's your answer. Now, Tanur Rabbanan Ma'aseh B'Tzeduki Achad, there's once a story where a Tzeduki was talking to the Kohen Gadol in the marketplace, and a little bit of spit came out of his mouth and fell on the begotim of the Kohen Gadol. Oh my God, Hariku Panavjagar, guy turns white. Oh, the Kohen Gadol, my God. There go my begotim, what am I going to do now? So he runs to the wife of this guy to find out whether indeed they would be mashlem dam adam to dam, because then he would have a din of a baal nida, and his spit would be tame. So the Kohen Gadol runs to this guy's wife, and she says to him, look, even though we are married to Tzedukim, but mityarot min ha-prushim umarot dam l'chachamim, all of the women here do not follow the Tzeduki religion, we're too nervous about getting into trouble, we always go ask in the Beis Din if we have any questions to dam. Is this dam tahor or is it tamei? Omer Rabbi Yezer, I can tell you, in my neighborhood, b'kiyin ando b'hem yoter min hakol, they are more marketed than anybody. We know exactly what's going on with their dam more than anybody else, to make no assumptions. He marot dam l'chachamim, and they are, I'm very close with them, they're in my neighborhood, and they all show the dam, except for one woman in our neighborhood who dropped dead. So I could tell you that you can rely on this. I don't get it. What does it have to do with that? I mean, and if it's not because of that, I mean, he's still an Am Haaretz. Typically, Mishum Tzinura da Am Haaretz. The din is, if an Am Haaretz is who's a normal Yisrael, not a Kuti, speaks to the Kohen Gadol, he's not called a Baal Nida, but there's a new Gezerah of the spit of an Am Haaretz that is considered to be Tame, Legabe, Grusha. Yeah. Amar Abaye, well, it's talking about over here at Tzeduke Chover. So here's the same problem. Amar Rav at Tzeduke Chover, boy, I'll need a mash mitzvah.
What's a Tzeduke Chover?
It was Makabal to keep those dinner. So that's where Rav is standing, the same time we said before. So if that's the case, so then why would you consider him to have a problem of being a Baal Nida? You're saying that they have a din of Kikutio. So that means he has a din of Kikut. But if you're telling me that it was Makabal on himself, didn't have a root, so then why was there the original problem? Doesn't make sense. You're saying he's a Kuti Chaver, and therefore you don't have to worry about him being an Am Haaretz. You only have to worry about him being a Baal Nida. Does that make sense? That's what he's saying. If he's a Chaver, how could he be a Baal Nida? But this is exactly as Ramati just pointed out. There's two completely different issues over here. One is Makabal on himself, specifically the din of Chaverut, which allows you to mix in society and so on and so forth. And he's not Makabal, the dinim of Dam to be like the Rabbanim. What's so crazy about that?
A Baal Nida is an Av, is the masculine of a Baal Nida is
the Talmud. We just said that the Yinida Ta'alav. We just touched it. Ela, my Rabbi, I'll tell you what's going on. This happened during Yom Tov. Regel Havi. That's the point. And in the regel, you don't have to worry about Tumat Am Haaretz. The part about the Baal Nida was not a problem because he has the wife. That he needed to find out. But the din of Tumat Am Haaretz, which is a din d'Rabbanan, is not applicable during the regel. And Kitahara Shavina Rabbanan, the Rabbanan made that Tuma completely Tahar during the regal, the Chtiv, and this we learn from the story of Pelegish Begiva. Vayeasef kol ish Yisrael ela'ir, ki ish echad chaverim. So what do you see? Everybody has a din of a chaver if they're all coming together by Asifa. Since the Moed, the regal, is the time of Asifa, therefore there's no din of Tumas Am Haaretz. Hakatuv asa'an kulan chaverim. The Torah considers it to be chaverut ipso facto, and therefore his begadim would not have become tame because it's Tzinura d'Am Haaretz. They only would have become tame from the Baal Nida. And the Baal Nida, he asked, and it was okay. It wasn't the Baal Nida.
The Rashi is amazing. At any time, clients get together, that's considered a regular, they're all considered to.
Maybe the Rashi, that's what the Gemara is saying. How do you know from this pasuk of Pelegish Begiva that the regel? This is talking about where they came together for war, to fight Binyan.
Is this explaining the regel?
No,
that's the Asifa. So you see, wherever there's a Shas Asifa of Kol Yisrael, it's considered to be Kol Yisrael Chaverim. In this case, there's no Tuma Beregel.
Oh, that's why we say no
Tuma. That's why in the army you don't have to worry about Tuma Sama Aretz and the people that are Makbet, you Truma Betaira in the army. Well, fine. Hakuti mitami mishkav tachton kelyon. My mishkav tachton kelyon. I mean, if it means simply what it's saying, that he ika eser matzaot viyati valayu, he's mitama the bottom one just as much as the top one. Well, I should hope so. Pshita hadoraslu ela she tachtono shabo nida kelyono shel zav valyono shel zav in mitame ela ochlinu mashkin and not on the kelim. How do we know this? Now, I ask you what taktav means. If it means that which is taktav the zav, it can't. Because then we know it from Visha Sheyigav and Mishkavon Afka. Okay? So that's all Yonoshel Zav. Nitka akatuv. Mi tuma kamura ve'evi'olidei tuma kala. Sorry. לומר לך שאין המתאמי על אוכלו נמש, כי נאמר, נתקע כתוב מתאמה חומרן, דלא מתאמי אדם לתאמי בגרם, אבל לא אדם או בגרם לתמה, אמר קרא יתמה, תאמר כאן, לא משמע. אוקיי, נהר מנהל את הסקשור בתחתונו שבו ניתם, הנה לן דתניה, ותהי מילתה עליו, יכול יעלה לרגלה, wherever she's holding in the count, תעמוד לא מנתמה שבעת ימים. So then מה תעמוד לא אומרת, אין נילתה עליו, שיוכל לא יתמי אדם בכלי חרץ, תעמוד לא אומרת, אין נילתה עליו. מה, אם אתה אמרת מכלי חרס, אף הוא מתאמר אדם מכלי חרס. You will then say, of course, אם מה, היא עושה משקף ומושב לתאמי אדם לתאמי בגדים. אף הוא עושה משקף ומושב לתאמי אדם לתאמי בגדים. תלמוד לומר, וכל המשקף אשר ישכב עליו יטמע, שאין תלמוד לומר, וכל המשקף אשר ישכב עליו יטמע, being as it already said, ותטומאתו עליו. So, מה תלמוד לומר כל המשקף? נתקע כתוב מתאומה חמרה ויביאו לידי תאומה קלה לומר לך שאין מתאמה לא יכול למשק ברוך וחוי why not say נתקע כתוב מתאומה חמרה ויביאו לידי תאומה קלה לא תאומה לא תאומה בגדים but certainly אדם בגדים directly לתאומה אמרה ועשה יתמה תאומה קלה משמע now let me ask something אמא תיני אתה עליו כלל כל המשקף פרט כל הפרט אין בכלל על המשק בפרט only משקף המשק בטעמי בידיעת מילי לא אמרה הבאי it is not a כלל הפרט יתמה שבעת ימים מפסיק העניין in which case is כלל הפרט מרוחקים זה מזה וכל כלל הפרט מרוחקים זה מזה אין דנין אותו בכלל הפרט רובה אמרה yes yes you do The reason here is because v'chol is a riboy. Matkev l'Rabbi Yaakov, why not say hu kehi? Just like ilo chilakta ba bein maga'a l'mishkava tu b'matami l'chumra adam l'tami b'gadim af hu lo tachalok ba bein maga'a l'mishkava not to b'matami adam l'tami b'gadim l'kula. Omar Rava, because the word alav is lahat ino mashma, which is l'chumra. מפני שאין בו עלי נידות I understand how can every male kuti be בו עלי נידות how to call it בו עלי נידות you know אומר ביתר מעגלה we mean בנישואים שלנו ואין יושבות על דם על כל דם ודם תניה אומר me well if they do that man they're in good shape אם אין יושבות על כל דם ודם תקנה גדולה אין להם אלא שראות דם אדום ומשלמות אותו לדם ירוק דבר אחר יום שפוסקת בסופתו למיניין שיבת נקיים מה תקיף לו רון מבר חומה so what ותספרנו for that matter אני לא מי נספרי קיים על מקצת היום ככולו אמר רבא no אותו יום why not because שכבת זרע זה סתר בזיבה איך המשכחת לה ומקצת היום ככולו Well, that's not a problem. Mida chazoi bepagad yom hachinami. Hachma eskine chazoi samach lishkiyat hachama. Oh, you can't be serious, man. Leikim v'leim v'leim lakro. Ki chtiva samach lishkiyat hachama chtiva? Well, why not? Hachor chashavke lakro di yodachikum mukei anafshe. Boi, Rami Bar Chama, poleta shikvat zera. Mao shetistor beziva, ro'ah haita besoteret, o demnogat haita ve'lo soteret. Amar Rava, ha! לפול בחור בשבישתה. נעינה מדסטרה, כמה תסתור? תסתור שיבה? דייה כבועלה. תסתור יום אחד? ואחר תתאר, אמר רחמנה. אחר means, what אחר לכולם? שלא הייתו תומה מפסקת ביניהם. Oh yeah? ולטיימה? What about a male זף גופה יחצת לתארתו, אמר רחמנה? Which would mean, שלא תהיה תומה מפסקת ביניהם. אלא מה יתלך למימר? That doesn't mean any תומה. It means shlote tuma ziva mafseket b'neim. So why can't it mean the same thing here? How can I mean shlote tuma ziva mafseket b'neim? Ve'ein chayavin alayim abiyat bin darshir kudosha ve'ein sofin alayim et ha-truma Rav Papa ikla letuach Omar, ikla tzurbe mirab Ono nocha izo la kabel ha-pe Omele ha-i safta Oh my God, baby, ikla acha tzurbe mirab Ono Rav Shmuel shmei Tarim atnita Oh my kind, you should only be Tavi kavate Omar, Rav Papa says Well, I'm getting a minute Come a varakili begavei Shmamina must be a yoy shamayim I better go and see him. Also, the Gabay Ramalei Tura, Ramalei Matnita. It's not. Ain Chayav Ramalei Abid Mikdash. Ain Sofin Alei Matachuma. And if there's Tuma to Safek, are you trying to say, Misfek Alei Sofin and Truma? For Amino Ashishas Fekot Sofin and Truma, Safek Bigde Amoretz, Amor Papa. Uh-oh. Yeh Rab Lili Tachalai Tura Lashama. Here goes. Achabai Eskinan, Bekuti Chover. Oh, surely you're just. Kuti chaver, bo nida mashvitlei. Bye-bye steak. Shavke v'atala kandar p'shimi v'ashi. Amalei, my time alo v'shanei t'alei. B'kuti sh'taval v'allah v'daras ha'bigde chavre v'az ha'bigde chavre v'raga v'truma d'imishum tumatam haretz ha'tavilei and imishum bo'al nida it's only a sefik bo'al b'karov sefik lo bo'al b'karov and even in tim tzulam bo'al b'karov sefik ish'li b'tar yorok adom anat. What about the problem of Big Dam Aretz? The Amar Mar Big Dam Aretz Midrash Leprushim. Amalei, we're talking about it. Just came out of the mikveh, man. What was ever talking about clothes? Kuti Arom. Benot Zedukim Bismanchin Agul Alecha Bedakei Avotei Amarenki Kutiot. Pior Shul Alecha Bedakei Yisrael Arenki Yisraeli. Rabbi Yossi Amarli Olamen Ki Yisraeli Tachiv Shul Alecha Bedakei Avotei Amiboyel. Well, what about stoma? My tashma. Benot zilukim is manchin agot alecha b'rakeh avoteihem arein kakutiyat. Mashma stomach Israeli. Oh yeah, I'm a sefer. For sure alecha b'rakeh Israeli. Mashma stomach kakutiyat. So obviously me alecha l'mishma mina. Move on, tashma detzan, Rabbi Yossi Omer. No, l'olam enk Israeli it, achiv shalecha b'rakeh avoteihem. Which makes it clear that the Tana Kama doesn't talk that in Yisava. Stomach kakutiyat shma mina. Nonetheless, they're all mitiar otman aprushim umarot dam lachacham. I mean, they're never going to be mashlim yorok to adam. Amar Rabbi Yossi, yes, I know them very well. Begin on the bem yotem and akol vein marot dam lachachamim. There's one woman in the whole neighborhood who didn't, and she dropped dead. V'tepkel mishum tzinura dam haaretz. Amar Rabbi, it's talking about tzeduki chavra. Amar Rava, come on, man. Tzeduki chavra bo nida mashvit alei. El Amar Rava, regel avi. V'tum adam haaretz beregel kitahara shavin rabbonon. Tachtiva yehasev kol ish Yisrael ala ir ki ish echad chaverim. Hakatuva sa'an kulam chaverim.